And today's training, we have a very important lesson about how to take selling to serving and understanding the infinite loop of giving and how we sell and how we serve at the same time in an infinite loop of giving and an abundant philosophy of more than enough of everything for everyone, and understanding how from selling to serving we can take that. And so I want to thank everyone today. Just remember that if you like the exercises, the guides on anything mentioned in the training, but specifically for this lesson from selling to serving, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. And we're in over 200 cities. Come and meet us, david@dmeltzer.com. We'll be in Madison, Wisconsin, in Chicago, coming up here in the next few days. All right, let's get to it. There's nothing I'd rather teach than how to sell and serve and take our selling to serving. In business, every word carries energy, a frequency. It makes people feel a certain way. It will attract some and repel others. It either pulls people closer or pushes them away. Too often, we lose so many opportunities and options and touches of favor, not because of price or product, but because our language, our energy creates pressure instead of partnership. Trust, not persuasion, is the true currency, the energy in motion, a current of energy, a currency of growth. In today's relationship-driven marketplace, our frequency, our tone will outweigh our technique. The most successful leaders and sales professionals don't talk people into anything. They don't talk them into the decisions. They guide them into alignment to take action and understanding time, emotion, and value changes, prepare for adjustment. We understand that language isn't just communication, it's connection. The shift from selling to serving begins with the definiteness of purpose that Napoleon Hill speaks about, which we know creates the five levels of intention to create the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe, to do, say, think, feel, and believe with discipline and repetitive behaviors, aligning with the divine direction we want to be in, and aligning the meaning of the past to not cast a shadow or create resistance or distance between the problem and the solution, the resolution. When our words reflect empathy, curiosity, co-creativity, collaboration, we open doors that our closing tactics never would, could, or should. The way we speak determines whether we compete for business or co-create for success. Are you repeating and competing for business, or are you co-creating, collaborating, and coordinating for success? Commanding what we desire in a divine direction. Aligning the meaning of the time, emotion, and value of the past to align with where we want to be or better. This framework today, which I'll email to you, david@dmeltzer.com, this framework will help us master the language, the frequency of trust. Let's replace pressure with partnership, authority with empathy, and persuasion with purpose. Because when our words align with our hearts, our business aligns with opportunity. When our words align with our hearts, our business aligns with opportunity. The first lesson to take the selling into service is to understand that pressure-driven phrases trigger resistance and creates a distance between us and what we desire, the divine direction, and make our clients feel conflicted, cornered, not cared for. Authority without empathy creates distance of resistance, doubt, fear, and reaction to it. I work with so many different salespeople, and they start with, let's get this signed and kick things off, or we've seen this 100 times. It sounds efficient, but we need to erase the individuality and the urgency on the client side. We need to be more understanding of value of, would it help you if, or do you know anyone that can help me? Knowing that every word carries a vibration, every word carries a frequency. It is certainty without curiosity, which lowers trust because it removes the client's collaborative voice from the conversation. We're talking to people instead of learning what they're listening for. It's a non-intentional, unconditional methodology that works through a frequency of vibration. We want to eliminate the certainty of self and create a certainty in the universe. We want to eliminate the absolutes like always, guaranteed, and best. We need to replace our assumptions with open-ended prompts. What would it be to make this a clear win for you? Would it help you if? Can you see any reason why? For the sake of what? Practice reflective listening. There's three types of listeners. One is an interrupter. So many salespeople are interrupters. Two are waiters, where they just wait for what you're going to say so they can tell you what they think. And then there's the reflective listener, the engaged listener, the intelligent follower, which makes the best leaders, where we are able and capable of repeating and labeling what our client said to us, through us, before we respond. It is not what we say, it's what they hear and feel that allows them to feel cared for. Authority without empathy creates distance of resistance, doubt, and fear in the reaction to that as well. Lesson number one is the words that break trust are pressure-driven triggers, not curiosity, not listening for. It is not what you say, it's what they hear that determines the fear. The second lesson to understand within the context of service, not selling, is that our empathy-based language, that frequency, that vibration, will create ease, safety, security, trust, credibility. When our clients feel seen, heard, and understood, they lean in instead of pulling away. It shortens the distance of resistance between the problem and the solution and the lapse of time that's required to come up with the resolution aligned with the client's time, the client's emotion, the client's value. When we ask questions like, what's your ideal timeline? Or let's find what feels like the best fit for you. We are inviting the coordination, collaboration, the co-creation, the commanding of the divine coincidences. And it will signal a frequency of genuine care. This connection is created through curiosity. Curiosity creates co-creation. Great questions about what people like and what they don't like, what they know and what they don't know, what works and what doesn't work, will turn our monologues of talking to people into a co-created, curious, co-authored solution or resolution. Remember, every problem, the solution is already there. It's just a lapse of time until we find the resolution. As we find these connections and create them through curiosity, collaboration, and coordination, we begin every conversation with discovery, not direction. Discovery, number one, to find what will stimulate the interest. Two, what works, doesn't work, what you know doesn't know and what they like and what they don't like transitions through discovery a divine direction. We want to ask, what does success look like for you? For the sake of what do you want that success? And before we even present a solution, understand what they like and don't like, what works and doesn't work, what they know and what they don't know. Because giving them more of what they like, giving them more of what they know, giving them more of what's working, taking away what they don't like, what they don't know, and what isn't working is the only way that we are capable and able of articulating a quantitative value of service, not selling. Acknowledge, acquire the knowledge. Acknowledge means to acquire the knowledge of your uniqueness, your value. Your solution is different. Let's explore this together. Let's understand the value of time, emotion in the context of the circumstances of the day. And let me be open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed to make sure that we stay aligned with what's important to you, not what's urgent. Make sure that we are utilizing the frequency, the words that will build trust and value. Lesson 3, from selling to serving. We need to shift our energy. We need to shift our frequency. We need to take it from the pressure to partnership without worrying that it is going to weaken our position. It actually will strengthen your influence. When people feel connected, when they feel collaborative and coordinated and trust in those words and frequency, our clients buy with confidence and are comfortable, at ease, to be inspired, to feel what you want them to feel. And they will stay with you. They will buy from you, but also sell for you because of that connection. It does not weaken your position. It strengthens your influence when we take the pressure to partnership. Our methodology guarantees results. Those type of statements are selling. Let's co-create an approach that fits your culture. Does that sound fair? Fair is serving. Can you see any reason that you wouldn't want to utilize this methodology? Do you know anyone that can help me? All create an infinite loop of service and of value and of giving, allowing people to illustrate their capabilities, to enable them to live at their highest self, to be able to help or be able to help or capable of helping others. And if you can assist in that, you are creating a value at its highest frequency, the truth. When we utilize service-based language, it turns resistance into receptivity. What better conduit would we love in the process of providing value than to turn the resistance, the natural human experience in nature, into receptivity. Intention to help for the sake of aligning with what the client or customer desires. To create importance according to the circumstances of today, not to hurry or to create urgency. What moves clients closer is the service-based value and understanding of the time and emotion of that value that turns the resistance and shortens the distance to receptivity. We need to replace the mindset of close the deal, always be closing, with open this relationship with understanding, curiosity, co-creation of value, aligning with the time and emotions of the circumstances of today, and utilizing our own internal language to facilitate that, to make it easy. We need to find the mutuality in the agreements, written, verbal, implied, with consideration or out. These mutual wins need to be included in a go-no-go plan, agreed upon by both parties, up front. If you're not using some sort of go-no-go plan, please email me. I'll send you the template, the exercise, the guide, the training on the go-no-go plan that allows us to stay aligned with the time, emotion, and value that changes instantaneously from the time of decision or the time of agreement, and allows us to revisit those intentions in an open relationship to provide ourselves a shared scoreboard and permission to allow both parties to change their mind according to the time, the value, and the emotion. Are you utilizing the shared scoreboard of a go-no-go plan, or are you sticking to selling, holding people to their word, to the agreement, to the decision, even though it doesn't make mutual benefit to force somebody into something that does not have value anymore, only causing your receivables to rise, your litigation expenses to rise, your emotional distance of resistance to rise, instead of working in an open relationship of mutual benefit, allowing people to change their mind, aligned with the time, the value, and the emotion by sharing a scoreboard, a go-no-go plan. Measuring success by alignment of the time, value, and emotion, and trusting that we do have the greater good, the mutual benefit in mind, not selling, not a transaction, not a quid pro quo relationship. Because we know that this is a community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. It's a community of people using overlap agreements so that we can buy from each other and sell for each other for life. Nothing will make you more successful than that. If you don't have or utilize overlap agreements, which are of mutual mindset, a non-binding agreement that codifies how we can help each other today according to the circumstances of the day, but creates an open relationship, a reminder, a memorialization that we want to help each other according to the circumstances of the day. And we want to mutually benefit from how we help each other, how we buy from each other, how we sell for each other. We want to measure our success by alignment and trust, not by signatures. We're just putting ourselves at a disadvantage with an unrealistic perception that time, emotion, and value is not going to change when we do have a signature required. Is this and can this be utilized in every situation? No, not at all. There's so many different rules and regulations and laws that require us to bind each other in those agreements. But I will tell you that over 90% of the agreements that are made do not have to be binding. They can be memorializations with the intention of helping each other and knowing people to help each other, of selling and buying from each other at all times. Please, when I tell you that 90% of all agreements can be memorialized in a non-binding fashion, that 99% of all statistics are made up. The fourth lesson, the ripple effect of trust based off of inspiration, effective communication. Our words in one conversation can shape the reputation of your entire brand, notating that every person has a different reputation with every person who is aware of the brand, product, service, solution. So in other words, that trust will compound and it will lower the cost of future opportunities, options, and touches, favor, while it compounds the number of them. It is our conversations that shape our reputation for our entire brand. The neighborhoods, the teams, the communities that lead with what outcomes matter most to your stakeholders, those shareholders, will create advocates, not just customers. They will not only buy from you, they will sell for you for life. And all great companies expand, grow, accelerate, aggregate those communities in that fashion by understanding for the sake of the stakeholders, for the sake of the shareholders, we will create a program, a methodology. We will have behaviors and practices and values and execute on those. People try to trust their business all the time. Sorry, people try to scale their business all the time, but they don't try to scale trust. Because I don't think they're aware within the service realm, within the infinite loop of value giving, trust is most scalable. Consistency and persistency with empathy and alignment make growth easier, faster, and exponential in its outcomes. It's also less expensive. So it deals with mercy, and it deals with humility, and it deals with frugality over time. Three of the core components of a neighborhood of a frequency, one in which they are merciful, grateful, humble. Ramani remembered me collecting that we're either humble or we're about to be, but also frugal. That we're looking to save more and spend less for more value, for more time, for a greater feeling of emotion. We need to continue to build this language of trust, to scale the language of trust, to guide us with examples of preferred phrases of would it be of service or value to you? Would it help you with? Do you know anyone that can help me? When we open our meetings with shared intent, of these are the divine direction, the trajectory, the goals that we have aligned today for mutual benefit. And beyond opening meetings with the intention of shared value, to debrief after the calls in the meeting, to note the language that resonated, that we felt strongly about and agreed with and felt strongly about and disagreed with, to refine our capability of articulating that value. The most essential part of value is to be able, in this service-based selling system, to be able to articulate the value. So many of us keep it a secret. We assume, notating when we assume that you make an ass of you and me, but we don't make any money, we don't create any abundance in that philosophy. We have to understand the ripple effect of these behaviors that aggregate, that accelerate and compound with trust, a scalable mechanism based off of effective communication, inspiration, in spirit. And then the fifth lesson of selling to service is the power of intention. The power of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. It is this that is our energy. Our words are energy. Our feelings are energy. Our beliefs are energy. Our actions are energy. And they can amplify anxiety or accelerate agreement. It is the tone, the timing, and intention that shape the trust that drives every single opportunity. So many leaders that I work with who grow fastest, they don't talk anymore. They just listen. They listen better. They ask better questions. Stop talking to people and start listening for and for the sake of what? For mutual benefit. We can turn every pitch into a partnership by communicating from service, not scarcity, remembering the mercy, humility, and frugality that exists within abundance, not scarcity. We don't need to sell harder. You need to speak softer. We need to speak softly with clarity and curiosity and confidence to create that harmony of value. Taking into consideration the changing time, emotion, and value. We should continue to review our client conversations every single week for what we feel strongly about and agree with and disagree with to adjust from the alignment and actions that we took. We need to remove the pressure phrases, the urgency instead of the importance, the value of shortening that distance of resistance that exists between the struggle, the pain, and the solution that resists, that shorten the distance of the lapse of time that it takes to find the resolution, the resolution. Speak softer, remove pressure, and add partnership phrases. Would it help you if? Do you know anyone that can help me? Two of my favorite transitory statements of partnership, collaboration, coordination, and co-creation. We can observe how the energy shifts from push to pull. And we can document the exponentiality of the outcomes that are a result of the behaviors that we practice every day, incorporating the values of what we do. We need to take selling to service. We need to know that everything we do, say, think, feel, and believe carries an energy and either pulls people closer or pushes them away. It is trust, not persuasion, is the true currency of growth. We need to know that our words that break that trust. We need to know that words can build that trust. We need to take selling to serving by shifting the pressure to partnership, strengthening our influence, buying with confidence and ease, and staying for connection, to buy from us and sell for us for life. We need to know the ripple effect, the exponentiality of aggregation, acceleration, and compounding effect of the trust-based communication of inspiration. It is a conversation that shapes the reputation. And trust compounds and lowers the cost of opportunities, options, and touches of favor, a scalable component of trust. We need to know the power of intention. What we do say, think, feel, and agree, the AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment. Knowing that every decision, every agreement will change instantly. Utilizing the go, no-go plan in order to create that roadmap. Utilizing the time, the tone, and intention that drives these opportunities. Don't talk more. Listen better. Speak softer. Don't sell harder. Trust is built on one word, one action, one thought, one feeling, and one belief. One tone. One frequency. One intention at a time. The language we choose for ourselves and others determines whether we feel or our clients feel sold or supported. Do you want to sell somebody or go shopping with a friend? Are you pressured or partnered? Every conversation is an opportunity to practice empathy, to listen before leading, become an intelligent follower, and transforms the transactions of quid pro quo into long-term relationships, community of people that want to help each other and know people that will help each other for life. People who buy from each other and sell for each other for life. The most powerful people in business aren't those who talk the most. They're those who connect the deepest by doing the same thinking, feeling, and believing, aligned with the frequency and neighborhood of those that they want to share their value with. Of service. When we replace the need to prove with the desire to serve, resistance will fade, it will shorten its distance, and receptivity will grow. Our voice can be our greatest asset or our greatest liability. Use it to elevate others, and it will elevate yourself to align intentions of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing, and create clarity where confusion once lived. Because in the end, people will not remember your pitch. They will remember how you made them feel. Do say, think, feel, and believe with trust. Lead with service. And let your words become the bridge between value and vision. That is how we bridge from selling to serving. This has been our Napoleon Hill Institute training, weekly training. Everybody that wants the guides exercises for the AAA strategy, the go, no-go plan, or of course the full training, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I want to thank Napoleon Hill Institute, Cleona O'Hara especially. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the modern day Napoleon Hill philosophies applied today to selling. Take your selling to service. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.